going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have it on the monitors. It's a fair and balanced show. We like to get all perspectives, all angles. So
you got to tell them why.
We're excited to be watching and monitoring Fox and Friends. We're like Media Matters. We monitor all that's going on in the political news landscape. Oh, yeah. And apparently Joe Flacco is going to be on Fox and Friends. Jeff Thomas, who knew exactly where Fox and Friends was on the cable provider that we have in studio, he is rolling on it in the background.
I was like, oh, he's on. I can't believe he's on. I was like, okay, I'll turn it on. I was like, what channel is it? He goes, 38. Don't act like you don't know. I'm like, I have no idea.
I know exactly what channel it's on. Let's go. What do you think Flacco is going to talk about?
You have been the cause of so many nasty emails and DMs for me because it's just all you. The Ohio State stuff, the other stuff. I don't know what Joe Flacco is going to talk about. I'm very interested to hear what Joe Flacco is going to discuss.
Flacco, a family man. He has five kids.
Five children he has.
Very curious to have him share his perspective. He was on a flight. I think he was on a flight to Fort Lauderdale yesterday.
Is he getting ready to do the Jay Feely after his career?
Right. Yeah. If anybody didn't know, in Arizona, he announced his congressional run. He had his whole family there. Maybe is that what Flacco is doing? His post-career plans?
Could he run for mayor of Cleveland?
He goes on another playoff run.
Yeah, it's... Oh, boy. He's right there. I don't know if that'd be good. When do they have the next mayoral race here? Is that next year?
Already?
It's not this year, is it? It hasn't been that long, but it may have been long enough. I'm not sure. Cavs played last night. Did you know this? They won last night. Did you know that? It's a 2-0 series. I am stopping short. Lima says the series is over.
Yes.
Lima says dunzo cremunzo. We got Mary Kay at 8:22. I don't know why I told you that other than she's going to say some wild stuff. But it's wild that Lima says that the series is over. You believe the series is over?
Yeah, Cavs are way better than the Heat. They have a ton of advantages in this series. I am surprised. Don't get me wrong. I'm surprised at home in a game you shot 49% from three and hit 22 threes, which they may not do that the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah.
That it's a two-point game in the fourth quarter. It reminded me of
Miami was playing well, guys. If they weren't playing well, the game would have never been close.
Between Tyler Hero, Davion Mitchell, who got inserted in the starting lineup, those two feasted on our lack of perimeter defense, which you could bet. Kenny Atkinson said nice things afterwards. You could bet that Atkinson will be grilling them. When's the next game? Are they
on Saturday? 1 p.m. You and I are supposed to get together and watch the thing.
Oh, that's right. So. Yeah. After our card convention,
yes,
that we're going to be at, the Greeny card convention.
Yep.
So I'm very interested to see, granted on the road for an early matinee tilt, how they will shore that up, because they're going to go up against way better than Tyler Hero and Davion Mitchell, you know, throughout the rest of the playoffs.
I just texted the mayoral races this year. Well, Joe versus Justin is going to be a hell of a race. Now I was looking it up. I cut you off. I'm sorry.
So I am surprised that they had their way with us that Tyler Hero, not he's had big playoff games before, and especially he had play-in moments this year. I think he had what? He had 40 in a game. I mean, he is capable of going off, but Davion Mitchell is not somebody I expected to take advantage of our perimeter D the way that he did, because, I mean, guys, it's going to get tougher. But with that said, I don't think the Heat can sustain anything like that. And so I think this series is basically a wrap. The fact that they got it down to two, had a chance. I think they had a chance to take the lead with a wide open three. I was surprised at the open looks that they were getting.
Yeah, I don't agree with you. I don't think that the series is over because of last year's history and because Darius Garland said this in the postgame.
What's the key to playing clean basketball like that against a team like that?
Pick on Tyler Hero and take care of the ball. Don't play in tight spaces and pick on their weak defenders. Go at them.
Now, somebody said this morning they're trying to get into Tyler Hero's head, and because if you force Tyler Hero to play hero ball, maybe that's going to be in your advantage. You know what? That's a hell of a point. But, you know, Donovan can talk like that, but when Darius Garland talks like that, it's like, well, Donovan is the one who has to answer for it because Donovan's the leader of the team. He's the leading scorer, and he's the one who took the ball game over last night late in the fourth quarter. It makes me remember last year against Orlando. I have a longer memory. Yes, this Cavs team is better than what they were last year. That's for certain. Yes, they are better than the Miami Heat. Yes, they are. And yes, I still think the Cavaliers will win the series, but I'm not willing to say series over because of that, because of last year, because of all of it. It ain't going to happen. Not yet. 216-474-0092. You agree with Tone or I? Mike in Cleveland, thanks for holding your first up on the Fan. Mike.
So can you hear me?
We got you. Go ahead.
Love your show. I'm going to say this. I'm with you, Ken, because of the fact that right now it's on Donovan Mitchell. You know, he has, you know, he got that look where, you know, he don't want to lose. You know what I'm saying? But that game, you know, the game yesterday, that 19-point lead, I'm not saying it got me scared. I know they're going to win the series, but it got me thinking that they could split in Miami.
Yeah, it's like because it's weird because it's I'm saying, well, I don't think they're going to lose the series. Well, then why won't you say the series is over? Because I don't think the series is over. The series being over.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Means that they're going to win in the next two games and that this game, right, this series isn't coming back to Cleveland. Exactly. And when Darius talks tough like that, well, it better not come back to Cleveland. Because I think that, it, you know what, if this thing does come back 2-2, fans remember those words because I ain't going to let you forget them. And now all of a sudden we got ourselves a little bit of a dust up here. Because last year it started out, things were so wonderful. They beat the brakes off Orlando the first two games of the season, or first two games of the series. And then again, I'm sitting on a cruise ship in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico last year, checking updates, thinking that we were going to lose in the first quarter of Game 7.
Right, right. So is it all that comes back? All that comes back, and that's why I'm saying, Anthony might be a little right, but I'm saying I think they're going to split.
Well,
that's
and it's tough for me to go against it. Mike, thank you for the patience in the call. It's tough for me to go against it because I think that Kenny Atkinson in two games, I think he's done a remarkable job. I love the challenge that he did last night. I think that's obviously gone viral, that moment, the challenge late in that basketball game. I think that he's done all the things that you're supposed to do so far in this series. Eric Spoelstra is a future Hall of Famer. He's got a world of a career of experience in the postseason. Most guys don't get to coach as many. Some guys don't get to coach as many games as NBA head coaches total as what Eric Spoelstra's coached in the postseason. So credit where it's due. And Kenny Atkinson's done a tremendous job. But we're only two games into this thing. I don't even base it on giving up the 19-point lead yesterday. I just look at it and go, it's still Miami. It's still going to be a tough out. It's still a better team than what I think we want to realize without Jimmy Butler. It's not better than Cleveland. It is a legitimate 8 seed, and that's all I'm saying. I just believe in a game 5 back in Cleveland. But I'm telling you, if you have a game 5 back in Cleveland and it's not 3-1, it's 2-2, that clip of Darius Garland is going to be in people's heads.
True.
Remember what happened last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I will say
you're putting pressure on where you don't need to put pressure on.
Yeah, this team with Atkinson, number one in the NBA, as the kids say, with a bullet in offensive rating. I think they're at 132.5. Last year, they were, memory serves me correctly, 14 out of the 16 playoff teams in offensive rating the year before, dead last, 16th in offensive rating. Of course, those teams didn't have Ty Jerome. Which has been a huge, huge help to this team and just everybody. Everybody, you could tell offensively. Now, we got defensive problems, and I'm not totally alarmed. I do know that the competition is going to get a lot stiffer because, you know, the advantage you have in this series is you got Donovan Mitchell. They don't. When you play Boston, they got three guys that can be Donovan Mitchell. They got Porzingis. They got Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown looked sensational yesterday. Yeah. Well, and they got Tatum.
Hey, yeah. I ain't talking about that. I'm only talking about this series. By the way, a lot of people are already correcting me because I said Gulf of Mexico.
Oh.
We do have Fox and Friends on right now in the studio.
That's
getting ready for Joe Flacco.
You better get that right. You don't want anybody going after you with power.
James in East Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, James.
Listen, definitely this series is over. Sorry, kid, man. And I'm normally with you.
No, that's fine. Tell me what. I'm not going to fight you on. Tell me why.
Yeah,
well, I might fight you on.
Too much firepower. Too much firepower. We way too deep. We legitimately like 10 deep, really. I think our second string can give them a good run for it. But let me say this ultimately.
So you're saying, if you're saying the series is over, the series is not coming back to Cleveland?
Definitely not.
Okay.
And let me say this, Ken. I'm looking at Andrew Wiggins out there. Looking so bummish, looking so scrawny. I had to go back to when you talked me off the ledge for that Kevin Love trade, and people didn't want to trade Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love that brought us that championship. Mm-hmm. You talked me off the ledge. You said, man, trade him. And I'm not looking at Andrew Wiggins. Man, we never would have had that championship. That boy looked just lost in the sauce, never lived up to that potential. All they got is Tyler Hero, man. We way too deep.
I will tell you this, James, I remember that night. Lyman, do you remember that night you were on with me? It was my – I remember so well because, James, thank you for the call.
We were getting screaming matches with some of the people.
Because it was my birthday. I remember it specifically. And they take Andrew Wiggins and we hear the rumors are out now. And it was Woj and everybody like, hey, Kevin Love would be open to a trade to Cleveland. I go, ship him off. Get rid of him. And – I mean, we were dumping callers. Now, you made it a little bit easier, since we agreed with each other, you made it a little bit easier for me to be the bad guy. But, like, the next night I had to go out, I had to go by myself, and it was knockdown dragouts for 5 hours about that trade. And it ended up working out. And, by the way, Andrew Wiggins, no. In that draft, he was the number one overall pick, but no, he's not that type of difference maker. He has gotten better as time has gone on. I know that there's been some confidence issues there with Andrew Wiggins and things like that, but... Guys, I'm not saying that Miami is going to win the series, no. But when you say, I just don't want the series to be any longer than what it needs to be. And when Darius said that, he might be blowing off steam about how they guard Darius. Okay, but I just didn't feel like that needed to be said. I felt it could have been handled a little bit more eloquently. And those are the type of things that stick with a team that's going to be a try-hard team that's going to run smart basketball the way that Miami's going to do it. And when you told me that Max Strus had a heating pad and Darius himself is limping around, it's let's get out of here in 4 games.
Yeah,
and
do we
forget this silliness?
Yeah, Mitch, get on this. Do we hear anything from Atkinson or the Cavs afterwards, or even Darius, because he was noticeably limping and they kept him out there, and it was a stretch of like 8 minutes where he was limping throughout. And I'm talking in game time, not in real time.
There's nothing in my cut sheet, but we'll revisit this coming up later in the show. You can promise yourself that.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.